Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 25th week in Ordinary Time, and from Malta we hear from Father Costantino Mamo. Father Cost lives in Valletta and his preaching today is entitled, Let Your Light Shine.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, No one, after lighting a lamp, hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a lampstand, so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be disclosed, nor is anything secret that will not become known and come to light. Then pay attention to how you listen. For those who have, more will be given, and from those who do not have, even what they seem to have will be taken away. The Word of the Lord. At the beginning of chapter 8, Luke tells us that Jesus went on through cities and villages bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. The apostles were with him together with some women who supported the group out of their resources. When a great crowd gathered, Jesus told them a parable about a sower who went out to sow his seed. Some fell on the path and the birds ate it up. Some fell on the rock. It withered for lack of moisture. Some fell among thorns, and they choked it. Some fell into good soil, and it produced 100-fold. Then he called out, Let anyone with ears to hear listen. The disciples asked Jesus to explain the meaning of this parable, which he did. Here, Luke introduces today's gospel selection in which Jesus reminds us that no one lights a lamp and hides it under a jar or under a bed. People put a lamp on a lampstand so that it gives light to all in the house. He tells them, You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. I found it interesting that Jesus was first telling his disciples and the crowd that one should light his or her lamp and put it on a lampstand to give light to those who enter the house. And then he tells them to pay attention to how you listen. This leads me back to the parable and the different ways the good seed was received by the soil. At the end of his parable, Jesus calls out, Let anyone with ears to hear, listen. Jesus calls all who were listening and tells them, Let your light shine before others. And then he calls everybody to pay attention how to listen. For me, Jesus is telling us three things. First, he is not interested in people hearing his words. If we have ears, we have to listen. The gospel writers frequently tell us that there were those who followed Jesus in order to listen and learn, and there were those who only paid attention to what he was saying in order to test him and find a way to get rid of him. These were the Pharisees and accomplices. Second, he tells us, pay attention to how you listen. So it is not only about listening. The parable tells us how good seed was received differently in the field where it was sown. Some fell on the path, others on rock, others among thorns, and others on good soil. It is important, then, that what we listen is what received. Otherwise, it will not bring forth good fruit. Immediately after today's election, we read that Jesus' family went to him but could not reach him. Somebody told Jesus about his family wanting to see him, and he answered, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Listening then is not enough. We have to put into practice what Jesus tells us. Jesus does not need listeners. He wants doers. That's the third thing Jesus tells us in today's gospel. He wants us to light our lamp and put it on a lampstand. In Matthew's version, Jesus tells us all, "Let your light shine." On a clear night sky, we see the moon and the stars shining. Moon and stars only reflect the light coming from the sun. Jesus is our sun. He is the light we are to share through our living. It is not our light, it is only reflected light. As stars can guide sailors on their journey during long dark nights, so also we can guide others by our witnessing through the way we live. Jesus encourages us, "Let your light shine before others," he tells us, "so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Let us ask Jesus, our Lord and Redeemer, to help us on our journey on earth, so that we may become good disciples and lead others to him till the day he could embrace us in the home he has prepared for each one of us, where we can see him face to face.